Vavakama chapter 7, Mishnah 6. Haya Moishcho beYotzef. He was drawing the animal, the thief was taking it, the ox or the sheep, out of the domain of the owner. Vemeis beRishus HaBaalim, and then it dies before he leaves the owner's domain. So Pater, again, he's exempt, and the reason he's exempt because he hadn't yet acquired it. He hadn't yet left the owner's domain, and therefore he's exempt. And he brings up here that most commentaries hold that, again, he's exempt from paying anything. So he wouldn't even pay the double. Higbiu, but if he lifts it up, right now we said lifting it up is a valid act of acquisition even in the owner's domain. Or he actually takes it out of the owner's domain. The mace, and then the animal dies. Chayv, so now he's obligated to pay the double, the kefil. He didn't sell it or slaughter it, it died of its own, so it doesn't pay the 4 to 5, but he would pay the double. Nesana lebechoros benoi. What happens if he takes it out and then he uses it to as one of his bechor? You know, you've got to give an animal first due, right? Sorry. In this case, he's giving it the first due redemption for his son, right? The firstborn, your firstborn son has to be redeemed. So what does he do over here? You've got to give the 5 sellers to the priest. Instead of giving the 5 sellers, he gives this animal. Or uses it to pay back a debt. He owes somebody money, and he wants to use the animal to pay back the money. Or he gives it over to an unpaid custodian, or to a borrower, or to a paid custodian, or to someone who hires the animal from him. And while he was drawing it, it died, but while it was still in the owner's domain. So he'd given it over to someone else, or he'd done something with it, but it hadn't yet left the owner's domain. In all of those cases, pater, again, he's still exempt. Because it hadn't left the owner's domain, he hadn't yet acquired it, and so everything he did after that was like irrelevant, because he couldn't higbiu, but if he lifted it up, right, now he acquires it. Or he takes it out of the owner's domain, the mace, and it dies, so then chav, and what's going on over here is it dies in the custody of one of these people, right? So in this case, he's liable because of the acquisition. This person acquires it in his stead. That's according to Rashi, and therefore he would be liable in this case.